This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3153 for Wednesday, the 2nd of September 2020. Today's show is entitled Fixing eBooks with Calibre and PDF Crop. It is hosted by Ken Farlon and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is: Ken uses Calibre to convert a EPUB to PDF, then uses PDF Crop to trim the margins.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon. You're listening to another episode of HPR. Today I'm putting out this show because we're kind of short of shows. So if you have not submitted a show this year, please feel free to do so. If you've not submitted a show at all, then definitely do so. And if you're a regular host and have got shows available, keep an eye in the queue, please, and send them in if we need them. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm doing this series because my son has been reading a series of adventure stories, which contains a lot of drawings and pictures. We got them in ebook format. Well, we got the majority of the books on print format, but ended up the last few we needed to get on ebook format, and they came in just as text files in the format for this particular ebook reader that we have, which is a Kobo. So we were then able to download it in other formats, but that had the result of when we put it onto the ebook reader, the drawings, the page, so if you can imagine a page and then you slide your hand in, the first page, the main page, was split into four, so it just didn't fit into one screen. And then the bit, so for every page there was four screens: the main screen, then the bit that was left over on the right hand side, the bit that was left over on the bottom, and then a blank page. Sometimes that had a little bit of information at the top right hand corner, so that was highly difficult, annoying to read as well. Sometimes then the text would be just completely jumbled over each other and just a complete mess. So the way I was able to fix this, and fix is in inverted commas, was to open the books in Calibre, import them into Calibre, and then press convert books, and then you get an input format, which is EPUB in this case, and the output format is PDF. yes, Klaatu, I know. And then under default profile I selected 000 for all the margins, and then in PDF options I selected paper size of A3 format, and when I exported that, what I got was a PDF book where the original was, you had a bigger page and the entire page is just in there on that bigger page. So think of it like you put an A4 page on an A3 page, or this is probably actually a US letter page on an A3 page. So it all fitted in. Now I have the problem that if I imported that and put it on the e-reader, everything will be squashed down because you've got a page surrounded by a huge big border. Then that is where a Linux comes to the rescue in the form of the command, which is PDF crop. So PDF crop, just open the man page, PDF crop. No manual entry for PDF crop, PDF crop dash HELP. And what we get is PDF crop, copyright Henko Oberdijk. And you get some options, margins are calculated, remove for each page in this document. And what this does is basically remove the margins. The weird thing about it is that you need to use, basically, in my case, I needed to use minus the whole time to crop it in. So you go PDF crop dash dash margins, and this gives you the left, top, right, and bottom margins that you want to crop from. Weirdly enough, it if you put positive numbers in there, it actually adds margins around. So I use minus 4, minus 4, minus 4, and minus 5. And then I also use the dash dash clip option. It means the margins are set. If the margins are set, clipping supports clip or no clip. And then I used the PDF name of the original, the H3 that I exported from Calibre, and then output.pdf, which is the PDF of the new one that I have. And that then allowed me to at least trim the margins of the page so that it's just down to the page size as printed. And that kind of works quite well. Then, of course, you need to just copy it over to your e-reader, and how well your e-reader displays it is basically how well it can display PDFs. But at least it's the best option. It's not frustrating to read anymore. That's it. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.